So, what'd you think?
I liked it very much. I was really surprised by the religious and, you know, war allegory slash propaganda slash whatever, you know.
Huh?
I don't know. I just picked up on a lot. Like, wasn't Wonder Woman originally created around World War One or World War Two? Like, when did they start making her?
I have no idea. I really don't know anything about Wonder Woman aside from the things that I saw when I watched the Super Friends cartoon, and that was about it. That's why I knew about the Lasso of Truth, but she didn't have her invisible airplane. In the cartoon, she had an airplane, and it was invisible, so you just saw her riding in nothing.
I vaguely remember that.
Yeah. But we digress. Let's talk about the movie. Okay. So wait, what religious allegory?
Well, as an atheist, where she was believing in this false god, according to the man, like the people on Earth.
Oh, there are spoilers, by the way.
Oh.
So go ahead.
My bad. Yeah. Well, no, Ares was like the first thing she talked about with her mom.
I know, but we're going to talk about spoilers.
Oh, yeah, okay, heads up, y'all.
And any information about movies, I consider a spoiler. I don't even read reviews anymore because they give too much away.
I like knowing what to look for sometimes.
No! I want
like stuff that I wouldn't normally pick up on otherwise.
No, I want to be surprised the whole way. I don't want to know anything.
I guess you could read that after and then watch it again and then pick up on that stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So what religious?
I just
things?
You know, as someone who's an atheist, just a disclaimer there.
Yeah.
And the idea that she believed in this god and, you know, and he was controlling everything and then she's like, wait, why isn't it working? Like, why isn't this guy? And everybody's like, you're crazy. This isn't the way it works.
Right.
You know, and I just thought that was interesting.
Oh. Well, I mean, it wasn't exactly right because when she did kill Ares, it's not like war stopped.
Yeah.
But, her belief was true because Ares did exist just in the beginning, you know, that German soldier was a red herring. Like, you were led to believe it was him, but then it turned out to be Sir Patrick, which I didn't even expect. You know, I thought, okay, that David Thewlis is such a great character actor. He's in everything. I'm like, all right, he's going to help them out. But I was,
I was surprised.
I shouldn't have been surprised, but I was. So that was good.
Yeah, that was a big surprise.
So I think, as far as the movie, it was great seeing Robin Wright. I didn't know she was in this movie. This is why I don't read reviews, because if I read the review, I would have known that Robin Wright was in it, and she is, like, killing it in House of Cards right now, and it's great to see her in this type of movie where she's not Claire Underwood. And she was, it was great. It was great to see her. So, at the beginning, maybe because I was tired, because it was a full day-to-day working and errands and all that. Not Erin, but errands.
Well, Erin's here, too.
Yes. I was maybe a little tired, and we caught a late showing, so I found the beginning a little slow, I guess because there was a lot of exposition. It was origin stories. They had to explain who she was and where she came from, so there was the big story. But the character development was good. You cared about all the characters, even though I think, like, some of the characters were just kind of mashed together really quick and some of the parts of it were a little goofy, but overall, I mean, I liked all of the characters. I loved her. I loved Diana. I loved where she came from. I loved to learn about the history of her people. Gal Gadot was excellent as Wonder Woman, and I like how they didn't. I mean, she is stunning.
Yeah,
and she takes my breath away. When I see her, that happened when I saw her in Batman vs. Superman and even in the commercials. And I liked in the movie how they didn't avoid that. How they realistically had characters tell her, like, oh my God, look at you. And holy sh- oh my, like, they didn't avoid that because it's true. Just looking at her, she's just exceptional in the way that she looks. So I'm glad they addressed that. But they also fleshed her out as a full character. They didn't just, her looks were only, they, her
they
looks,
aside.
They weren't aside. They, at the end of everything, it didn't matter what she looked like. What it mattered was how she acted, how she fought, and the integrity that she had.
Yeah.
And her character development stuck by that. It stuck by her principles, which made you at least made me like her more. Yeah. And plus her performance was good as well.
Cool.
So, yeah, so at the I found the beginning a little slow, just putting everything together. But what really woke me up was the first battle, and in the trenches in World War One.
Yeah.
And she just stormed the German army and just kicked all their asses. And then when she was in the village and took out the church, when she jumped into the church, and just excellent action sequences. And what made the action sequences more meaningful, it's not just CGI people running around. It's characters that you care about. It's characters with meaning. It's characters that you're invested in, so you care about what happens to them. Even the team, which I kind of liked, you know, getting a band of misfits together. You didn't get to know them that well, but I guess you knew them enough to be okay with them. I thought some of them were a little annoying. I thought the actor was annoying, which is interesting because I'm
which
an
one?
Actor. The guy that spoke a lot of
languages.
Oh, the
guy that said he was an anger. Yeah, okay, an actor.
Yeah, yeah. But it's not like I hated him. I just found them a little annoying. I wish they would have went more into the sniper. The Scottish guy.
Yeah, why he has PTSD.
Well, I mean, obviously we know why he has PTSD. He's probably been fighting this war for years, but I wish they would have went more into that. And, you know, I'm glad they didn't all of a sudden have him start shooting, you know?
Like he had his revelation.
Like, oh, he gets his mojo back and he saves the day. They didn't. They didn't have him shoot throughout the whole movie. He was made useful by using his scope to identify certain things.
Yeah.
But that was just a
good... I thought he did fire a few rounds, I don't think he sniped did, as well. But like, yeah, he wasn't like...
I was, like, expecting him to save the day.
Right,
and
right.
And like, oh, he saved Wonder
or make
Woman.
Make the winning shot or something.
Make the winning
yeah.
shot, but which is what we were led to believe, but that didn't happen. So that was good. So what did you like? What else did you like or didn't like about it? Anything?
Let me think.
Well, as a woman, because you are a woman.
I think I would have been a little less annoyed throughout the movie if I had known ahead of time that she was more than just a person made out of clay. Because, like, I didn't realize she was going to have God power. So every time, like when you said the church that fell on her, or, like,
right.
when she could jump a million feet, or, like,
yeah.
when she was climbing the tower and, like, just punching her hand into it to, like, climb up. And I'm like, this is bullshit. Why can she suddenly all of a sudden do all this shit? Like, how convenient that she all of a sudden can do this, and
well,
she couldn't do it 5 minutes ago.
Well, no. I mean, they explored that at the beginning. Remember when she was taking her trials or whatever, and she knocked down the whole army of the Amazons when she put her bracelets together? And they
yeah,
didn't know
but that was like that one thing.
Yeah, I know, but it showed that she has
something
more power than anyone else.
Yeah.
Of anyone in her. Any compared to the rest of her, the women. I thought at first she was going to be Ares' daughter.
That's what I thought too.
But I mean, it was close enough. She was Zeus's daughter and Ares' sister, so she is a god. Hence, that's where the power came from. But I
did we pass your street?
No. We're turning into okay. it now. But I think so that was at least consistent. But what did you think of the overall message about this being a woman's movie and fronted by a woman? Like, there was I thought it passed. It's called the Bechdel test, where the Bechdel test is anytime there are actually there weren't that many the Bechdel test is anytime there are two or more women characters together, anytime they don't talk about a man, that means they passed the Bechdel test. But there weren't too many instances in the movie where there were two women together.
It's only when she was with the secretary.
It's only when she was with the secretary. And I don't know if they were talking about men. But,
well, not really. I mean, yeah. they mentioned, like, well, they were talking about getting her clothes and
talking
about what they were going to do. They didn't really talk at all to each other except,
yeah.
like, hey, what do you do? I'm a secretary. Oh, that sounds like a slave. That was basically it.
Right, right. So, but at the same time, she didn't have to rely on men. She didn't have to have men rescue her. I mean, she was the focal point and hero, obviously, of the movie. She, of course, needed her team to help her with her objective. But she didn't have to really. She wasn't.
She was leading the army.
She didn't have to depend on a man. Did you? So, as a woman, did you feel any inspiration or any kind of empowerment?
A little bit.
Or like, or Go ahead, and then I'll ask my next question.
I think I would feel it more if there was, like, a you show, like, I'll show you moment. Like, if somebody doubted her because she was a woman and then she did something awesome.
Right.
I would have felt that it was more of a thing than if she just went out and did it, which is probably just me and my bias or something, you know?
I think there was a little of that when she walked into the room full of men and
the
they said, well, what's a woman doing here? A little of that. I mean, she didn't show them how powerful she was, but she did stand up to them mentally, like saying you should be ashamed when she said to that general.
Yeah.
She said, how can you do that? Yeah. And then when she was at the bar, I guess, I don't know if there were guys like eyeing her or hitting on her or anything.
Surprisingly, no. Yeah. The only time was when they first walked through a London on the way to drop the book off in Parliament.
Right.
It was like barely anything.
What was I going to say? God damn it, I forgot. Crap, I had a point and I totally. Damn it. Oh, well. Anything else?
I am interested to know if the girl that played her as a child, that was her natural accent or not.
I'm not sure.
I was just curious about that.
Yeah. Well, when I first saw Wonder Woman in Batman vs. Superman, I thought she was French. Because the accent she has is kind of like French sounding.
No, it's an Israeli accent.
Is that a natural Israeli
accent? That's what an Israeli accent sounds like.
Really?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
I don't know. I've heard some Israeli accents that sound more Arabic.
I don't know.
That's,
maybe.
I don't remember Gal Gadot's natural accent, if that's...
The fancy it. If maybe that's if she's it, but, fancied it up or something.
I'm not sure, but the rest of the Amazonians had that accent as well.
Right.
So, which is good. They kept it. But, yeah, so since I forgot, it was going to be like the greatest point ever that I was going to make, and I totally forgot.
Chris Pratt did a good German accent.
Yes, he did.
I thought it was kind of stupid when they were chasing him in the beginning and they were speaking English.
Yeah, that's...
I was like, come on.
That's suspension of disbelief, because I think that most audiences know English and the movie is made with English-speaking people, so that's
maybe
just...
you weren't supposed to know that they were the Germans in the beginning.
No, that's just suspension of disbelief. In a lot of movies, you'll have people playing Germans, but they speak in English just because it's easier to listen to them speak English as opposed to reading subtitles. So that's just something to...
That's American laziness for you there.
Yeah, just to suspend disbelief, I would imagine. So, all right, so since my train of thought has derailed, if there's nothing else you'd like to add?
No, I'm good. I guess I didn't realize she was going to be immortal.
Well, she doesn't age, but that doesn't mean she can't be killed.
Yeah, that's weird.
If she could be killed, she wouldn't feel any need to block any bullets. So they established at the beginning that they can be killed by bullets.
But they don't age.
Apparently not, which is, again, I'm not that familiar with Wonder Woman, so that's not something I...
Yeah, because I know that the Greek gods can be killed, but they can last forever as well.
But she's a demigod, so
she's a
demigod. You know, half god, half
Amazonian.
Yeah,
but
Amazonian,
the same thing. They last forever.
Yeah, but again, she wouldn't need to block the bullets if she didn't have to worry about them, so...
Yeah, like, they're able to die, but they don't age. It's just part of the religion.
And plus, if she couldn't be killed, you know, what's the point? You know, why would you... invest in her.
Yeah,
what's the point of any of it if you're not afraid of her, if you're not afraid of losing her? So,
I was annoyed, even though I know that he had to die. I was like, why don't you just stop the plane, go back, and turn the timer off? And then you don't have to go and die.
I'm not sure. Maybe they just couldn't turn the timer off?
That's bullshit.
I don't know.
No, because his character had to die. I get it. But...
Right. I mean, and it showed the sacrifice that he made, but I guess, you know, I guess if they could, they would, but that was the only way to do it.
I don't believe that.
So, I like that Chris Pratt died, because it made you care about the character more, and it made you show that, at least in this universe, people are gonna die.
There are some good people.
Well, there are some good people.
Because, like, if she's looking at all these horrible people doing these horrible things to each other, and then this one guy, you know, he's an example of someone who will kill himself for the betterment as opposed to just killing him for the video.
I remember what I was going to say now. Yes. All right. What I liked about her character development was she was young to begin with, and she just grew up around that world. And when she was brought to London, it was her naivete that I found kind of cool, even though she can, like, kill you and she has so much strength and so much power.
Yeah.
She was just naive about the whole world around her, you know, walking through the door, the revolving door and the buying of the clothes and how everything to her, at least at the beginning, was black and white. It's like, what do you mean we can't save them? We have to save them all. What are you talking about? How can you not save these people? And what Chris Pratt was trying to explain, he was trying to mansplain to her that it's not, that we can't save everybody. But she was, I guess in a good way, black and white, trying to save everybody. But then you realize that things are a little more complicated. It reminded me of the movie Splash. With Hanks and Daryl Hall, when Madison the mermaid first goes into Manhattan, she's looking around. That's what I kind of got from it. But then it showed once Diana saw the world and saw war, how much it changed. And now the what was Chris Pratt's character's name? Jack? I forgot.
Steve.
He was married, right?
I don't think so.
Well, he was mentioning marriage. He didn't want to sleep next to her.
Because they weren't married.
Oh, because they weren't married. Oh,
remember,
okay.
Remember, this is World War I.
Yes, yes, yeah. Oh, I thought that he was married.
No, I thought that too at first, yeah. And then I, like, figured it out.
I thought their love story was a little rushed, but since they fought in battle and they experienced some things, and maybe they realized that life is short, and plus they're two, like, gorgeous people.
Yeah.
Why not? And nobody had Chris Pratt. I almost said Chris Pine. We keep saying Chris Pratt. Chris Pine.
Oh, my God.
Pine. Like the tree. God damn it.
I'm sorry.
Not sorry. And nobody listens to this anyway. Like, literally no one listens to this. Chris Pine. Nobody had his body like that in the 19-teens. Nobody. The supplements didn't exist.
True.
So no one looked like that. But I like their love interest. I like how they didn't have a glamorous sex scene or anything like that. It's like, okay, they're dancing. He closes the door. They kiss. We get the point. We don't need to see, like, Top Gun, Take My Breath Away kind of bullshit love scene.
Yeah.
And this was directed by a woman,
yes,
too.
It was.
Which I thought was great. And this is, there have been women superhero TV shows and superhero movies before this, but this one really counts. As far as a movie and a woman superhero carrying a movie, this is very pioneering. Like, Catwoman wasn't that good, and Elektra I didn't see, but I heard that wasn't that good. And then Jessica Jones on Netflix is good, but that's not a movie. So even though TV is fantastic,
and she's not, like, saving the world.
Well, no, but I mean, she's saving the city. But even though movies don't have the same weight like they used to, and TV is so great now, I still think movies are important. They have this weight to them, and the fact that this movie is so successful, not only monetarily but also critically, makes way for more women-fronted superhero movies, and, you know, male superhero movies can fail and it's like no big deal. But had this one not been successful, people might have said, oh, well, we can't make any more women superhero movies now because this one didn't.
Exactly.
It's great that it did. It's great that it is successful, but it's also great that it was a solid movie as well, because, you know, knowing
breaking that glass ceiling once.
But this is still a male fronted world, like it or not.
Yeah.
And hopefully you don't like it. Because I don't fucking like it, and I'm a man. But there is a double standard. So had this movie not been successful, who knows? But I'm glad it was, and I'm glad it was finally a good DC movie. Because I didn't mind Man of Steel. Man of Steel, I thought, was good. They made Superman a little too negative and a little too cynical, but, and there was a little too much action in Man of Steel. Yeah. The action got to be exhausting after a while. Yeah. And I love violence and I love action, but there was too much of it. You just got fucking tired. And then what else was there? There was, Batman versus Superman, which wasn't as bad as everyone said it was, but still wasn't great. And Wonder Woman was in that. That was the first appearance of Wonder Woman. She was excellent. She was actually a highlight of the movie, even though they had her fought some meaningless monster at the end, Doomsday. Then there was Suicide Squad, which was horrible. Oh, that was so disappointing. And then I think this is the most recent DC movie. And then Justice League is coming out, and Wonder Woman is in Justice League as well.
Yeah.
The first trailer, I loved. The other trailer or trailers, I'm not too excited about it. It just looks like a generic superhero movie. But maybe with, after seeing this movie, it gives Justice League some hope. I mean, I'm going to see it anyway. So, all right. Anything else? Speak now or forever hold your lasso of truth.
No, sir. I am finished.
All right. So we're both finished. Thanks for listening, all one of you. And we will see you next time at the movies. I stole that from Siskel and Ebert.